السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت وبرکاتہ، اہلن و سہلن و مرحبن ٹو یو دس بیوٹیفل تھرسڈے مارننگ. مے اللہ تعالیٰ گرانٹ یو آفیت اینڈ گڈ ہیلتھ مفتی صاحب. اللہ تعالیٰ ٹیک گریٹ ورک آف دین ان شاء اللہ، اینڈ مے دی امہ بینیفٹ فرام یور بیوٹیفل ڈسکورسز. مفتی صاحب، دی پلیٹفارم از یورز.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارک اللہ فیکم مولانا سلیم کریم، بارک اللہ فار آل دی دعاز. آمین آمین آمین. جزاک اللہ خیرن تو اور برادر زکریا، اینڈ تھینک یو ویری مچ تو اور برادر بون فیس. میک دعا فار اور برادر جنید خان دیٹ ہی ریکورز. اللہ گرانٹ ہیم اسپیڈی ریکوری، شفائے کامل عاجل مستمر. آمین یا رب العالمین. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Zulhijjah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, and verses 13, 14, 15. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us about the incidents, episodes of the past, and it is not for information or entertainment. Nay, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us in chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, the last verse, 111. Verse 111 of Surah Yusuf, chapter 12. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in these events, incidents, stories, anecdotes, there are lessons to be learned. And who will take those lessons? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Only the truly intelligent, intellectual people. So Almighty Allah is teaching us, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرِيَةِ. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, set forth for them the example. This example is not something hanging in the air. It is a reality. It happened. Ashab al-Qariya, the companions of a town, of a city. Which town, which city? Antioch. Some people are in Turkey. Some people are in Istanbul. Some are in Antioch, Antakya. So this incident, according to the commentators of the Noble Quran, took place in Antakya. So what happened there? إذ جاء المرسلون. When suddenly prophets and messengers came to them. So they were busy with their kufr and shirk and blasphemy and so many other things which were un-Islamic. Every prophet and messenger came to teach Islam. There is no other religion by Almighty Allah that was, that is, that will be accepted besides Islam. From the time of Adam and Eve, from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Almighty Allah has made this clear in the Noble Quran. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. Inna deena al-maqboola indallahi al-Islam. Maqbool is not mentioned in the Quran, but is mafhoom and understood. That meaning the only religion that will be accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala for a person's success and salvation will be Islam. Hence we should know that there is no other panacea, that there is no solution for humanity except we have to come back to Islam, and that's the true Islam, not the Islam that we according to our warm fancies and desires. Chapter number 3 and verse number 19. Thereafter, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 3 verse 67 informs us, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Abraham, peace be upon him, was not a Jew, was not a Christian, was not a one person, Allah forbid, worshipping idols and so forth. So what was he? وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was one who turned away from the false ideologies. He was a Muslim and he surrendered, submitted himself to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 3 verse 67. So every prophet messenger came was a Muslim teaching Islam and the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. Ija'aha al-mursaloon. Prophets and messengers are selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. You see, you have elections in South Africa, Britain next week, France, and then America, and yeah, and then the chaos, and then the arguments and counter-arguments and the Dundley and the rigging of the election. So many things go on. So Almighty Allah selects the best of the best because they are prophets and messengers. 25 of them, their Nami, Isme Grami is mentioned in the Noble Quran. 124,000 prophets, messengers were sent, but every one of them, right till Jesus, peace be upon him, came for a specific time and to a particular place. Only Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the global international messenger with an international global message for all times, all places. The final messenger with the final constitution. إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ. Suddenly when we sent to them, to the people of Antakya, Antioch, Turkey, we sent to them two prophets and two messengers. فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. The people there, they rejected them. They said, no, we don't believe in you. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ. Hence we, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty, a symbol of reverence and respect. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. So Almighty Allah sent reinforcement. That is another prophet and messenger. So now there are three prophets and messengers. Therefore in Islam, when we go for da'wat and tabligh, minimum there should be three people. When we travel as a family also, best is to go three. But it doesn't mean if husband and wife are traveling, then they can't go. They can go. But best would be always we go three people, and one will be the Amir, and one will be the leader and captain. فَقَالُوا. So they responded to the people of Antioch, of Antakya, there in Turkey, and said, إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. We definitely are the messengers and prophets selected by Almighty Allah sent to you. You see, in life, what happens is this. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Dharr radiallahu an, the hadith is authentic in Mustad Ahmad. قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّ. Speak the truth, even though the truth is bitter. So many a time people don't want to embrace the truth and accept the truth because they feel that now how can you tell me that we are doing this for years and so forth and so on. So all this stems from pride and arrogance and jealousy and so forth. So that is what these people were doing. Who are you to tell us? See the next statement they made, these people, the resident citizens of Antioch, Antakya. قالوا, they said, مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And nay, you are nothing. You are just ordinary mortal human beings like us. وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And Rahman, Almighty Allah, the one who is very gracious, he did not reveal anything. You telling us you selected by Almighty Allah, you have a special message, you receive a revelation, wahi. وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ. You are speaking lies, nothing but lies. See, what were things they told the prophets and messengers. So therefore, when we speak the truth, always you will get people who are detractors, people who will criticize, condemn you, castigate you. But we have to keep on begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah grant us always the ikhlas and sincerity. Almighty Allah grant us the istiqamah, the steadfastness. And Almighty Allah grant us qabuliyat and acceptance in this world and in the year after. So inshallah, we will continue tomorrow, inshallah al-Aziz, what really happens then. So today we should take lesson from this, that the people who were prophets and messengers, they were also told they were liars, they were fabricators, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. But remember, end of the day, they are the ones who prevail, and the people who are peddling, propagating the falsehood because of jealousy, pride, arrogance, whatever the reason might be, they were always the ones who were losers and disgraced and humiliated, as you can see in today's world also. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 20th Zul Hijjah, 1445, Gaza genocide, day number 265. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. The Haaretz newspaper writes, listen to this here, you Jutlas and Jutlis and supporters of Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi terrorist regime. The Israeli army needs immediately 8,000 soldiers. So do we have to be rocket scientists to work it out? What does it mean? It means in this 9 months almost now, remember it's just few days left for 9 months to be finished. So now in this 9 months, it means Hamas finished up your people's 8,000 soldiers. It means that Hamas already injured more than 30, 40, 50,000 of your soldiers. Another 30, 40, 50,000 went away, ran away, and they're suffering from psychological trauma. So it means it's an indictment upon Israel, indictment upon America, indictment upon Britain, France and Germany and India and whoever else haramis are supporting, remember, the rogue regime of Israel. So now you need 8,000 soldiers immediately, and you got the whole world basically supporting you. And these people are a ragtag army, Hamas. They don't even have one plane, one rocket, or one plane or one helicopter, and they're beating you. Shame on you, Israel and Jutlas and Jutlis, because you are a cursed nation. And Allah said, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla wa Ala will continuously, definitely punish you, the worst punishment. You can go to any country, Allah will punish you in one way or the other. إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, till the day of justice. 2019, the last country I visited in South America was Bolivia. I was there, you know, and it was a very beautiful country, but there's big problems there now. The Bolivia, it seems that there was a failed army coup. So the army tried to dispose of the president and so forth and so on in La Paz, but they could not come right, and there's a lot of tension and strife there currently in Bolivia. So Allah knows best, you know, who's behind it. I got my own things, but we need evidence also before we can say it on air and so forth. Hundreds march in Tel Aviv, and they dead against Bibi Netanyahu, the butcher of Gaza, and say stop the war immediately, resign and have elections. The Mossad head, the head of Mossad, has threatened the ICC prosecutor, and Netherlands will be taking action and so forth and so on. So everywhere they are getting destroyed, they're getting disgraced and destroyed also. These are the Jutlas, the Jews, the Israelis. See, listen to the next one. You know, the court said there, the Supreme Court, High Court, whatever of Israel said, this ultra-Orthodox must be drafted and conscripted into the army. So that was the judgment. You know what is ultra-Orthodox? You know they wear, they got the big, big beards like me and like Yusmo Salim and all of us. And they wear the big, big jackets and all that, you know, and they got the hats and so forth. They said, we're giving you a warning. We're giving you a warning, O courts and politicians. If you do not rescind this decision, we, the ultra-Orthodox Jews, will burn the whole of Israel. You got it? So the Jutlas themselves want to destroy Israel. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid. Whatever is in the Quran Sharif, 100% the truth. Whether it is logical or supra-logical, what is our puny little brains? We don't even know what's coming after 1 minute, or after 1 second also. So you must remember the Jutlas want to burn the Israel. And they say, how dare you attack our scholars of the Torah? As they say, big, big placards everywhere. And Quran taught us, chapter 59, verse 14, Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid, that the war among themselves is very severe. You, the observer, the outsider, you might think they're united. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that they are united whilst their hearts are totally fragmented. Zalika bi'annahum qawmun la ya'qilun. They are a people who got no brains. Who goes and kill babies 16,000, 20,000, who goes and incarcerates and put people into jail for years and years and detention without trial? These Jutlas and the Zionist media and the apologetic Arab regimes and tinpot dictators and murtads and ghaddar shaitans. So you must remember, they say that no, Hamas must go for peace and release the Israeli hostages. Maximum they got now is 100, is less than 100, we just round it off as 100. So you must remember that we see that there are 10,000, 9,000 Palestinians languishing in jail, majority of them detention without trial. Is that what you are speaking about? So cancel Bibi's lecture day in the Congress in July. Who said this? Ehud Barak, the former Prime Minister of Israel. He and senior politicians have written to the American regime, you must cancel Bibi Netanyahu's trip. He's a disgrace to the Israelis and is not worthy of this honor that you are giving him. So that's what you have. And then they wrote a peace day in the Haaretz. See, Ehud Olmert. One is Ehud Barak and one is Ehud. You understand? Olmert. Ehud Olmert was also, remember, Prime Minister, and he spent time in prison. And we say Olmert was eating omelets in prison. He, Ehud Olmert, says, I accuse BB that the Al-Aid in brackets, the butcher of Gaza, he says, I accuse Bibi Netanyahu of betrayal of Israel. You see how much pressure there is. Now what these haramis do? The haramis, a cursed nation. Israel reduces the food amount and quantity for the Palestinian security prisoners. Can you believe that? So what? Okay, that I told you that Monday is not Monday. Norway divesting from Caterpillar. You know Caterpillar, these guys with the big, you understand, bulldozers. They say now we're no more going to invest with you because you are supporting Israel and bulldozing the Palestinians' houses and causing genocide there in Gaza. So you see, the whole world is turning. The global narrative has turned against them. Gaza, Hamas have turned the whole world, remember, upside down. We must stand with the truth all times and stand with justice. BBC organized the final debate between Sunak and Starmer, both shaitans as far as we're concerned. You, the Muslims there in Britain, you should never vote for Conservative or Labour. You should rather vote for him, you understand, George Galloway, GG, and his party. You will do better, remember that. So that's our advice to you. Then in Kenya, big problems, you must remember. That portion of parliament was burned day for yesterday. 23 people minimum died and so forth. Protest demonstrations. The president came on air yesterday and said that he concedes to the will of the people and the bill will be withdrawn and all these taxes and all that will not be implemented. They'll have to rethink. On a side note, if you look at this president, and this is the whole world basically, 99% of the countries, you want to charge the people tax on bread, on oil and all basic items. When we just go and analyze you, President Ruto, Rata, whatever your name is of Kenya, how many trips have you made overseas? How much does it cost the taxpayer of Kenya, of Nairobi and Mombasa and all that? $90,000 it has cost them, you must remember, 90. So imagine, do you really need all these trips? So today you can have all your meetings online and so forth. If you take our politicians, majority of them corrupted to the core. So remember, but they want to increase our electricity, they want to increase our petrol now in July will go down, but so many times it will go up. So remember, this is a worldwide phenomenon. Therefore, democracy, secularism, capitalism, all satanic systems, and Zionism, the worst of the worst, remember that. Russia and Iran, how America is burning. Kul mutu bi ghayzikum, America, Europe, burn. And mutu, freck, if you don't understand, means in Afrikaans word, die like a dog. Russia and Iran sign a gas deal. You see that? There's brilliant, very good. U.S. diplomat found dead in Kiev. Who killed him? Nobody knows. Where? In the Hilton Hotel. In Kiev, there in Ukraine. So they will point their fingers to the Russians there, I'm sure about that. Julian Assange, WikiLeaks founder, who said and he showed the world what war crimes America has committed in Afghanistan and Iraq. He also said that America are the founders and they created ISIS. You see that? So now he is back home in Australia as a free person, and his wife and mother and them welcomed him, and they say give him time because he's been for how many thousand days and what in prison and under detention and so forth. But he had to plead guilty, so because he got fed up also, so he just pleaded guilty to get out, he was remembered, but he did his job. For that we must give him due. He's a great politician. I call him great in this sense. At least he stands up, you understand, many a time for the Muslims in India. Asaduddin Owaisi. So yesterday, Asaduddin Owaisi was sworn in as a member of parliament there in India. And after taking the oath, he said, GAGL, Palestine, long live Palestine. So now you know India and the Hindus and them are 100% behind Israel. Quran taught us that more than 1400 years ago. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Chapter 5, verse 82, the last verse of the six Jews, the six Supara, just before the seventh Supara starts. So there you will find your worst enemies will be the Jews and other people who are idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever said every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority. Look at Israel and India, how they treat the Muslims, both apartheid systems there. So India sending arms to Israel. What more you want now? So you must remember, it's confirmed reports. Rahul Gandhi will be the leader of the opposition in India. So remember, one is the opposition in the, he's from the Congress, and then there's other parties, but he will be the leader. Pakistan sweltering in the heat, Mohr Salim Kareem, you know where we studied in Karachi. So in the Sindh province, more than 500 people passed away and became shaheed because of the intense heat. Remember that. Allah make it easy for them. On the other side, the other continent, remember in America, Minnesota, people are dying, people are running for their lives, and big floods in America, and they told us they're a superpower. When Allah punishes them, they can do absolutely nothing. And remember, they have to flee, and no Biden, no Trump, no other harami can help them. So Allahumma harrik buyutahum, Allahumma dambir diyarahum. We have no sympathy for Americans and Jutlas and all of them. You'll cause too much harm to us Muslims and Islam. So therefore we say Allah ki la tibe awaze, the stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. This is now, you know, gone viral. So many people have sent it. Whether it's confirmed or not, I'm not 100% sure, but I won't be surprised. You see the Jutlas, that they steal the land of the Palestinians, and some places they make their graveyards. So they see smoke coming out from the graveyard cemetery of the Jutlas and so forth. So we believe 100% that the Jutlas are going to hell. You must remember that. The Quran is very clear on all this. النَّارُ يُؤْرَدُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَعَشِيًّا وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Quran chapter number 40 and verse number 46. Almighty Allah speaks about the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades. Allah is punishing them now as I speak to you. But me and you go to the Pharaonic Museum in Cairo, we don't see it. So if your son, your wife, your husband is sleeping with you and they wake up perspiring, you ask what happened, it was a terrible nightmare. So you didn't see it, but you can see the signs. So yeah, also Almighty Allah is giving us signs. That people who are sane and mature and die on any ism besides Islam, for them this punishment, that's what Quran is teaching us. And on Day of Justice, he will be sent to a worse punishment, the Pharaoh and his cronies, comrades, Ashadd al-Adab, chapter 40, verse number 46. So inshallah, we hope it is true that all the smoke, and I told them the jutlas, one is Hamas will send you to hell, and others are waiting in transit to get roasted and toasted, ameen. One South African lady, crazy, she must be in New Zealand, and she killed her three children, can you believe that? And there New Zealand is very strict, so now they told her she'll be sentenced to 18 years and there will be medical tests and so forth and so on. You see today people, they woke up, South Africans and Afghans, early morning, and so one team wins, one team loses, whatever it is and so forth. So that is a kale pesa fek tamasha dek. They make us fools and idiots, you must remember. How many Muslims woke up for this match, but they can't wake up for tahajjud salat. They can one wake up for fajr salat, but they'll wake up for some haram match. That is the Muslim ummah of today. Till we don't get our priorities right, then this ummah will always be disgraced and humiliated. When you miss your fajr salat, you the man, you don't read in the masjid, and without uzr, without, you are a musafir, is different, you old, you sickly, is different. So remember, but at home also we don't want to read in the masjid, and it's a major sin, and we miss fajr salat totally, wake up after sunrise. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Bala shaitanu fi udhunay, Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, Iblis urinates in the ears of such people there. Inshallah, today 8:30 to 9 will be Mona Musa Akudi, and he'll be interviewed by Mona Zahid Khan, inshallah, and I think the topic is about Aqsa and so forth. And then 11 to 12, inshallah, as we come to the ending of the year, it is today the 20th of Zulhijjah in Southern Africa, and Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak is 21st of Zulhijjah. We will discuss the different types of calendars you find in the world today and in the past, inshallah. And then inshallah, 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Abundant salawat, durood sharif upon the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Read Surah Kahf if you're not going to read tomorrow. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf Laylatul Jumu'ah adaa lahu ma baynahu wa baynal baytil atiq. Whosoever recite Surah Kahf on the night of Friday after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime, wherever you are, whether you're in South Africa, Afghanistan, New Zealand, Hong Kong, from there, right till Baytullah, Allah will bless you with nur, radiance and effulgence, authentic hadith in Dharmi. And remember that we should always make dua for Gaza al-Mubarakah, the Haramain Sharifain and Palestine, and our beloved country, South Africa as well. Ji Mawla Salim, let's go. We got 16, 17 minutes, inshallah, for a sharp shoot Q&A, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. Can you advise what is the sin to sit in front of the TV and eat food? Please, can you share some light on this? And to all those who do this, Jazakallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Anything we want to know, we must go to Quran Sharif, the glorious Quran, the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it is wahyain. Both are wahy, came directly from Almighty Allah, this revelation. It's not man-made. Man-made things, you see, South Africa, you can't even form a cabinet. You understood? Now they're mulling and thinking and all these type of things. Then amendments to the constitution and all that. All that is man-made things. So Almighty Allah gave us one law. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. They came and ask you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding alcohol and regarding gambling. قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ. You tell them that in this, Ya Rasulullah, there is a, tell the people, there's a major, major sin and some benefit. But wa ismuhuma akbaru min naf'ihima. But the harm of it, the sin, is much, much greater than the benefit. So this is mentioned in the Surah Baqarah chapter 2 and verse 219. Any person who's got some common sense, although common sense is no more common nowadays, you ask yourself, what is the TV today? You will see the nakedness, nudity. You will hear the music. You will hear them promoting alcohol and all this, you understand, intoxicants. And when they will be advocating, you must remember, fornication, adultery, gay business, lesbian. They will be fornicating. They will be, you must remember, more motivating and advocating every vice you can think of. And the Muslim sits there and says, we're making progress. You must remember that, therefore, today, this has become such a big problem. Marriages are breaking because of the cell phone, health phone, the movies, the pornography, and what then, what is going on. So it's absolutely haram in Islam, you must remember. We can't even eat properly. We can't be with dysfunctional families. Remember that. I must see my soccer. I must see my cricket. I must see my movie. But no time to spend with a wife and children. Yesterday I was in Darul Zakariya Hadith Sharif. Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib was teaching. One hadith came with Ibn Majah. O parents, what must you do? What is your duty? Addibu awladakum. Addibu awladakum. That you must teach, you must remember your children, remember adab. You must teach your children respect, manners, character, all that. You got time for that? When last you spend quality time with our children? Then we say our children got no manners, somebody is on drugs, somebody ran away with this boy, with non-Muslim boy. We the ones who complain. Akrimu awladakum, and you must honor them. Teach them, spend quality time with them in halal places, halal things, not haram places. You say, no, I'm spending quality time with my children, but we're going to every beach and every casino and every haram place. So what is that? We're injecting poison and we expect good to come out? It can't happen like that. So think properly, what are we doing? We're destroying ourselves, destroying our marriages, destroying our children. Surah 66, verse 6. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your children, grandchildren, and family from the fire. Allah grant us tawfiq.
Mufti Sahab, what is the masla regarding blood spots in eggs? Can an egg with blood spots be consumed? Sometimes the blood spot is on the yolk and very difficult to remove.
Remember that if you can remove it, just remove it. But to eat it is totally permissible. It doesn't mean you must take the whole egg and throw it away and so forth. I eat egg every day. So remember that even in Ramadan, I'll eat suhoor time, sehri time, egg. You must remember, every day of my life, I don't accept all those cholesterol stories and all that. So it's mind over matter, you know. So you must remember. So if you find that red dots and spots, just try and remove it. And that's end of the story. You must remember that's an easy way to solve the problem.
Mufti Sahab, please address the issue with ulama to be mentioned in masajids. Men must support women, not women earn for men. Please, please, please.
Almighty Allah has addressed this question, you must remember, in the Quran Sharif, Surah 4 and verse number 19. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives, you must remember, you men, treat your wives with love, with justice, with respect. And Quran Kareem states in Surah 2 and verse 227. وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ. The men, they have one degree above the lady, above the women, above the wives and so forth. So what is the degree? Darajatul Imara. You will be the captain of the ship and you'll be the head of the family. And Darajatul Infaq. You have to spend on the wife. I have to provide shelter, food, medication, clothing, education, everything for my wife, for my children and so forth. So that is compulsory. Roti kapra makan, as we say. So remember, for the wife to work and support you, and you sitting on your laurels and thinking of Hadi, and it's a disgrace. You're a parasite, you must remember that. And it's haram. And any time the wife is supporting supporting the husband or the children, you must make a note and tell him that I spent 1,000 rand, 10,000, 100,000, all this is a loan and you have to repay me. The day you die, all this will be a debt and must be paid back to me, because why? It was your duty. So the wife can do that also. So Islam never allows qalbul mawdu. Qalbul mawdu means for things to go upside down. In Islam, the breadwinner is always the father, the husband, the male, not the woman, remember. That is the kuffar system. And then you see all the rape and sexual harassment and marriages breaking and affairs continuing. And then you must remember to where it's gone to nowadays. So you'll get the promotion if you sleep with the CEO and the managing director and direct. So many things going on. Muslim, non-Muslim countries, just go and see. So therefore, you can ask Clinton, you can ask Stormy, and ask your Stan Trump and all of them what happened. They'll give you all the Stormy stories.
Jazakallah Mufti Sahab for your valuable advice. I see it in my house. TV, sports all the time. Husband is busy with sports for hours. Children on their phones. Please advise on akhlaq daily. We need to hear it. Jazakallah Mufti Sahab.
There's a beautiful hadith, you must remember this, in Tirmidhi Sharif, that which is the best nahla, وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَى. So remember that the best nihla, the best gift you can give to your children is what? Is the good akhlaq and the good character and so forth. So therefore, the best way to do that is you, the parents, must be the role models. When the child is growing up in his formative years, he, the son, wants to imitate the father. The father goes to masjid, he's crying, I want to go. The mother wears shoes, so the daughter will say, I also want to wear that kind of shoes. But when the parents send negative signals, you start smoking, you start playing with cell phone day and night, you're busy with the TV, then the children are sponge. They will want to do that exactly as you want to do. So today we have become negative role models. We haven't become positive role models. And remember that we shirk our responsibilities. We don't share love with our children. We just share the money. We buy their love. Remember that. Take this, take this, take this and all that. When last you as a father had a heart-to-heart talk with your daughter? When last you as a mother had a heart-to-heart talk with your son? Just do this, do your homework, make tea, do this, clean your room. That's not parenting, remember. Parenting is an art. You have to do it, win the heart of your children. For what we cry till today, my father passed away more than 40 years ago. My mother passed away so many years ago. But when we take their name, we think of them, we cry. Because we know they instilled values in us. They didn't instill materialism in us. Therefore, we must get our priorities right. Today, how many a son cannot even go to the graveyard where his father, mother are buried to read one surah, even Qul Huwallah, he can't do that. He can't read one surah Yasin. What good are you? You can be millionaire, billionaire, you're good for nothing as far as Islam is concerned, when you cannot treat your parents well whilst they're alive or even after their death.
Mufti Sahab, at our school, we have a big Jamaat Khana with a curtain from the front to the back to separate the males from the females. What is the correct way to perform Salah if males and females are to read Salah in Jamaat?
First and foremost, the whole issue is not about Salat. The first issue is this. Is it permissible to send our daughters to the college, to the university, to the school and high school and all that? Did you see your new curriculum, what they're going to teach? You must remember from your grade 0 or whatever to standard grade 8 or grade 9 or whatever they want to call it, you must remember that. Masoom children, innocent children, remember, they want to teach them that you can have two fathers and two mothers. They want to teach them what is masturbation. And all this is acceptable. You must remember to totally erode the family values and family structures. So I ask you as a Muslim, is it permissible for you to send your daughter to such places, to send your son also to such places? I'm asking you. So you should think properly about that. That's the first issue. You must as a member. When we tell you it's haram to send your daughters to colleges and universities, the parents say you're talking a lot of nonsense. Fine, I'm talking nonsense. But when their daughter falls pregnant and has an abortion, then they'll tell me I'm speaking right. When their son becomes a murtad and he leaves Islam sometimes, or he goes and takes another lady's virginity, and then the family gets disgraced, then they'll tell me I'm right and so forth. So we're not against the education. We say look for other alternatives. And you must say, I studied in varsity, so you can't come tell me we don't know about these things. But I chose the subject I want to choose. You must remember that. And I even asked my promoter and my supervisor, what do you want I must write? He said, AK, you write whatever you want to, as long as you can substantiate it from sources which they call credible and so. So remember that. Why can't you study? You must remember via correspondence and so forth. When I was studying in UNISA, this Bura, whether you like them, don't like them, they did certain things that were miracles, whether you like, don't like. Apartheid was a crime against humanity, but certain things the Bura did, you must give them due. They put up this UNISA. I remember when I was studying in UNISA in the 80s, you know, via correspondence, they had a survey in the world that in the 80s, which is the biggest correspondent university in the world, UNISA came out first. So, I mean, for that, you have to give them due. Today, look at our schools. The students are dishonoring the teachers. Where's the discipline? And they're carrying guns and knives and all these kind of things. So, remember. And then you got two ministers of education. If Saral puts two ministers of education now in this new cabinet, they're good for nothing, man. Good for nothing. All mufatiyas, if you ask me. All just for self-enrichment. Which country in the world got two ministers of education? And your matric certificate and your degrees are not worth the paper on which is written, man. Come off it, man. So Zimbabwe's education is better than South Africa. You go ask this one face. Malawi's education is better than South Africa. So at least it's recognized some places. So that is the state of the affairs, remember that. So you as a Muslim, we as Muslims have to rethink this whole issue. You can't just be like sheep and all that. So anyway, you put the curtain there and all that. That is pasa curtain also. You must remember, they'll peep through there and all that. It's like they invite us for a marriage, no? You say, no, this special parda. I say, yeah, I know your parda and all these kind of things here. So you must remember, the woman must read salat separately and the man must read with jama'at. Not the woman follow the imam and all these kind of things, and they're standing side by side. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khairu sufufi rijali awwaluha, the best surf for the man is right in front, wa sharruha akhiruha, and the worst surf for the man is the one right at the back. وَخَيْرُ صُفُوفِ النِّسَاءَ آخِرُهَا, and the best serve for the ladies is the one right at the back. وَشَرُّهَا أَوَّلُهَا. Now imagine here the women, they right in the first serve. Because why? You got men one side, got women one side, and the imam is there. So this Nabi alayhi salam is saying is the worst of the worst. So remember, it's not permissible, all these things here. We just fool ourselves. And you get one crooked molvi or some mufti, some mufatiya, he will tell you, yeah, it's jais. All this is not jais. We must practice Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, Sahaba, Awliyaullah, and four schools. That is our Sharia, that is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Mufti Sahab, my beloved husband passed away. On what can I read to see him in my dream? Alhamdulillah, we had many beautiful years together and he went with the kalima on his lips.
MashaAllah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Obviously, al-Firaqu murrun. You were married 20, 30, 40 years, Allah alone knows. So obviously, that vacuum will remain. So every time you cry, it is rahmah. So what should you do? You should do the following 3-4 things. Number one, dua. Teach, you must learn it. Teach your flowers, your children. All of you should be reading Surah chapter 14, verse 41. So where was I yesterday? So yesterday, yes, in Zakaria, so one youngster asked me, I told him, yes, the ayat, yeah. Learn it, you understand? رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, forgive my the believers, the day the reckoning is established. So dua every day for the marhum, and the entire ummah must be included. Two, charity, daily, even one rand a day. So give out on behalf of your husband, remember, cash your kind, you understood? You give out bread, whatever it is, daily, or money, or to anybody, Muslim, non-Muslim. Third one, that Sa'd bin Ubadah, radiallahu anhu's mother passed away, and he asked Nabi alayhi salam, my mother passed away, what should I do? He, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Al-ma, fa-hafara bi'iran, fa-qawla hadhi li-ummi Sa'd. He took and went with his team, dug up a borehole well, and dedicated to his mother. Anything to do with water. But don't give our people. Our people don't appreciate nothing. There's all competition today in the masjid. Our huzukana is like this, and our musa, all show off business. So you must go to some township where there's no water. People have to walk 5, 10, 20 kilos. Go and put up a borehole in remote areas, South Africa, Africa, wherever. So that is, and you must be there to see it, or reliable people, not just any organization and so forth. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.